coming up this Saturday, July 16th, from 10 till 3, is an open house that will be held at Gear Village, The Lodge. And it's nice to welcome back to Robin Hood Radio, Kevin O'Connell, who is the CEO of Gear. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to having visitors interact at Gear Village at the Lodge. This must be a real exciting moment for you.
Oh, it's like waking up after a long nightmare. We're really excited to be where we are. It's beautiful right now on the campus at Gear, and we're excited to offer this open house to give the general public an opportunity to come in and see the facility, see the grounds. You know, Gear Lodge provides independent assisted living, memory care, specialty care, with bills and housekeeping and assistance as needed. And not to forget, you know, they have the full-service YMCA, free transportation, 24-hour nursing care, and a pharmacy. So there's a lot to see, and I really encourage people to come and take a look.
You know, there's a lot to see, and there's a lot that it offers, but it also offers something that that is equally important, and that is a feeling like you're part of a community, whether you're a resident, whether you're a visitor of a resident, whether you're someone who is visiting the YMCA, whether you're in an event now that has utilized your space, nonprofits for different things. I mean, the great thing about our area and about the Lodge Gear Village is that it is, unlike in the old days, it is part of the community, and it has been separated via COVID-19 from the community, and now you can get back to being, once again, Gear Village, the Lodge, part of our community at large here in the tri-state region, where people can come and go. It really is a watershed moment, and like you said, the light has finally come out at the end of the storm.
Yeah, you make such an important point. You know, life is more than just, you know, three meals a day and a place to sleep. You know, it's about meaningful existence, being engaged, you know, having friends and family around, engaged in community life. So I am excited. And, you know, we're not quite sure, but we're hopeful that there's going to be a little more life coming to Gear, and that restaurant might be reopening. We're not ready yet, but I'm excited that the possibility's there. So, you know, I encourage people, come out on Saturday, 10 to 3. If you'd like to come, we ask that people make reservations. Call Deb at 860-824-2625, or you can go right to our website at gearcares.org and register, and that way we'll be ready to have enough staff. You can come see the apartments, try the food, meet the people. It's going to be a good day.
And by the way, once this interview is over, we'll have it up on our on-demand page, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, and we'll have those links that you can also click to let them know you're coming, or else you can call once again at 860-824-2625. So let's talk about the village itself. I mean, the lodge is absolutely beautiful. You've got adjacent to that, you've got Beckley House, and that's full up. And you also have your, what's nice about this is people can go in to this open house, and they can tour, and they can take a look at all the different types of facilities you have in the apartments. And there's so much more on the horizon with what's to come at Gear with the new Gear Nursing Center that eventually will be coming to the area.
Yeah, you know, there are many ways to live at Gear, you know, and it, depending on, you know, what your individual needs are. So you could be, you know, independent, come and go as you wish, with no involvement with our staff, or if you need someone to come in and help you with daily activities, shower, meals, whatever. So, yes, and if you became ill and you needed rehab, you don't have to leave your apartment. You go to the nursing home after your hospital stay, rehab, come back. I think also the transportation is huge, Marshall. You know, up to 30 miles you can go for free. And that gives people a lot of peace of mind that they can still get out and travel wherever they need to, in their, you know, for their, whatever they have to do that day. So, there's a lot going on there, and having the pharmacy there, And having the knowledge that you have a nurse 24 hours a day on site is huge.
Well, also, I mean, yes, it's nice to go out there and see the facility, see the rooms, see the different apartments. But also, as important is to meet the staff that, I give credit to the staff. My mother was at Geer and eventually Geer Nursing. She went through that continuum where she went from independent living to needing medical assistance. I actually threw I bought a lot of stuff, and I threw a little party, a pizza party, after my mother passed, because it was my little way of saying thank you to the different shift nurses that work. And it's the same thing at Geer Village. I mean, you can have the most beautiful place in the world, but if you don't have the people that work in that place, and this is a chance where you can interact and not only see the apartments, but see the people that care about the people that live in and work and go at the lodge.
Yeah, you know, Sherry Schoonmaker, our executive director, she's a registered nurse. She was a director of nursing at the nursing home for many years. So, you know, I think we have good, solid, stable leadership that has been there, not just for years, in some cases, decades. The staff have been there. You know, we have a staff member the other day. We celebrated 40 years at Geer, and we gave her 40-year pin. So that stability, that longevity really makes a difference. And Geer would not be what it is without its staff. Absolutely, Marshall.
And I think the way that, you know, I'll tell you what, I was there when the building was designed, and we've got, of course, well, we can't wait to get back into our CATV6 studios, which are located at Geer. But I was there when the building was designed, and, you know, the foresight that went into the building and also the upkeeping that has gone in to the lodge, it is just a beautiful facility and has not lost any of its luster. It's warm, it's comfortable, it's inviting, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good. It has aged very well for a 18-year-old facility. We've recently upgraded a lot of the artwork. We've done a lot of upgrades to apartments. Now's the time. You know, people should come and take a look. It's really it's had a nice refresh, and we'd love to show it off.
Well, is there going to be food available and stuff like this at the open house?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our own chefs that are preparing some delights, some snacks. We'd love to have people come and try them. They come tour the kitchen. Absolutely, there'll be opportunities to go into some of the apartments. Some of the refreshed apartments are just gorgeous. So they'll be able to see that. They'll be able to hear and learn more about the activities. What's going on. We have so many outside groups, from Taconic Learning Center to you name it, that come in to the facility and do activities there. There's you could be as involved as you want or as isolated as you want. There's always something to do there.
We're talking about with Kevin O'Connell, the CEO of Geer, and they're having their open house on Saturday from 10 until 3. You know, I think one of the hidden secrets at the lodge and at Geer Village is the way you treat memory-impaired dementia patients who are protected and put in a safe place. So I can speak this way because my mother had this problem, and yet they are not ostracized from the lodge community at all. I think this is a hidden fact that a lot of people don't understand about what goes on, and the difference type of people that actually live at Geer and live as normal a life as possible. And I think you do a great job in that memory impaired unit.
You know, I was just talking about this yesterday, Marshall. You know, if you have medical clearance from a doctor and, you know, you have Alzheimer's and you're struggling and you're living on Gardenside, you can still have a membership at the YMCA.
Yeah.
You can go with a staff member and go to the pool or whatever you're capable of doing. So you're right. You know, and again, you know, people may struggle with memory, with Alzheimer's, not be able to manage themselves day to day. But it doesn't mean that they don't deserve the dignity and respect and the opportunity to stay engaged. And that's what I think the staff do. You know, they're so respectful and try to keep people at their highest level as that they can. So, you're right. It's unique to have the opportunities that those garden site folks do.
Well, you folks that have not been there or haven't been there in a while since the pandemic, Gear Village, the Lodge, having their open house on Saturday from 10 until 3. Now, you have to RSVP so they know how many people are going to come. You can go to their website, gearcares.org, and you can click on the link and register there or call Deb at 860-824-2625. And Kevin, it is always great to speak to you, and have a good weekend this weekend.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
The Lodge at Gear Village, their open house is this weekend.